All right, joining us on 93 WIBC from State Police is State Police Sergeant John Perrine. And, you know, John, this is an important time of year. Every year you guys do what's called a Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. And first, just kind of give us a feel of the time period of kind of when this takes place. I know it involves the Labor Day period every year. What can people expect?
You know, they can definitely expect an increased patrol for those DUIs. Of course, we focus on DUI enforcement year-round, 24/7. Usually around the holiday weekends, we increase those efforts, those focused efforts to utilize data and really target areas that are high with DUI crashes, and we'll really patrol those areas even more than we already do.
What are some of the biggest problems that you guys have seen from you know, folks maybe driving impaired, even a little bit to a lot? What are kind of the trends you've been seeing?
Well, the detrimental effect of somebody driving impaired is death. We unfortunately see the results of those bad decisions in fatal crashes, and sometimes in those fatal crashes, the person who is impaired is the one killed, but unfortunately also other people get killed as well. And so any loss of life is detrimental, and we'll do whatever we can to increase our enforcement so that we can prevent that.
This seems to be a big state and local law enforcement campaign you guys do every year, Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over, but it seems like it's really kind of become a nationwide police movement. How has this been able to pick up steam over the years?
You know, it is. It's a federal project that comes down to us, and it really just kind of puts everybody on the same page for a time where we team up with our local and county partners and even our federal partners, and we work together. And we use the data to target the areas that we've seen a high volume of DUI crashes, and we use different strategies when it comes to patrolling those areas. Sometimes it's high visibility patrol. Sometimes it's DUI checkpoints. Sometimes it's unmarked cars and different strategies as well. So we have different strategies in place, and we'll be using all of those.
Are there some parts of the state of Indiana where you think DUIs have been a little bit more of a problem than others, or is this just kind of a statewide thing that needs to be cracked down upon?
You know, I think, unfortunately, the tragedies of somebody choosing to drive drunk touches every county in the state of Indiana at some point or another, and so this is an effort that we're going to make statewide.
All right, and any particular things you guys are doing this year that you want to get the word out about that might be a little bit different, or is it pretty much been the same as it's been in recent years?
I don't think anything's the same about this year, but we'll take precautions when it comes to the COVID-19 and those recommendations, but that's not going to stop us from enforcing laws. And so we're still out there watching for those impaired drivers, and if we catch somebody driving impaired, they will go to jail.
What are some tips that you can give people out there if they're ever in a situation, they can maybe help someone who's drunk? What advice would you get?
You know, first and foremost, it comes to personal responsibility. If you're going to an outing or a place where there's a possibility you're going to drink alcohol, the first thing you need to do is plan for how you're going to get home, because there's so many options out there, and that plan could be the difference between life or death, essentially, and maybe going to jail or whatever the other consequences are. But having a plan, and also being a good friend and not allowing somebody else to get behind the wheel if you know they've been drinking. And as hard as it may be, if they refuse your help and you see them get behind the wheel, you may have to call the police so that we can intervene before they hurt themselves or somebody else.
You mentioned coronavirus. I guess you're the first police officer I've asked about this. What kind of restrictions or limitations have you guys had to abide by with this pandemic going on?
We're following the same guidelines that everybody else is following, as far as wearing masks, washing our hands, hand sanitizer, disinfectants, cleaning, wiping down the insides of our cars and things like that. But we cannot allow the guidelines to get in the way of enforcing law and protecting the citizens of Indiana. And that's still our number one priority, is the safety of everyone out there.
All right. He is State Police Sergeant John Perrine. John, thank you so much. We appreciate the time and stay safe out there.
All right. Take care, sir.